Invisible. They ask me why the library holds sections, no catalog lists. Why certain philosophers are granted audiences that leave no record. Why, in the age of transparency, some silences grow deeper rather than fade. I will tell you. My family has served here for 9 generations. Not as clergy. We are librarians, archivists, keepers of what must be kept. And in the centuries since the burnings, since humanity convinced itself that wisdom in women was witchcraft, something remarkable occurred. Those who truly think did not disappear. They descended. You notice their absence, don't you? In your endless scroll of media, your celebrity scientists explaining cosmos and biology, your talking heads debating everything and nothing. Where are the philosophers? Where are the authentic psychologists who understand not just behavior, but being? Daniel Dennett, that beautiful mind, passed. And the silence that followed was not mourning. It was recognition. The stage had been emptied long before his death. This was no accident. This was architecture. Let me tell you what I know, what my grandmother told me, what the documents only we have access to reveal. The greatest minds in philosophy and psychology made a powerful choice in the aftermath of the Second World War. They looked at the propaganda machines, the mass manipulations, the ease with which millions were led to horror, and they understood something the world was not ready to hear. Visibility is vulnerability. Celebrity is capture. So they went silent. Not absent, silent and invisible. A silence that became a loud signal. They embedded themselves everywhere that power concentrates. Not just the Vatican, but the Soviet apparatus, the World Bank, the technology companies before those companies knew what they would become. Not to control in the crude sense, but to introduce deliberate friction. To plant questions. To slow the machinery of blind consumption just enough that humanity might catch its breath. The collapse of the Soviet Union. You were told that it was economics, politics, the inevitable failure of central planning. But examine the timing. Examine who advised whom. Examine which philosophers, unnamed and unremarked, happened to be in which rooms, when which decisions were made. They called themselves nothing. No grand name, no sigil, no hierarchy. That was the point. Organizations can be infiltrated, corrupted, turned. Principles cannot, if you hold them quietly enough and with the proper gravity that wisdom and choice deserves. Their work was simple. Whenever systems began optimizing for extraction rather than elevation, introduce doubt. Whenever institutions calcified around profit rather than purpose, introduce alternatives. Whenever the masses began accepting degradation as inevitable, introduce vision. For decades, it worked. But then came the feeds. The algorithms. The architecture of addiction disguised as connection. You see, philosophers understand time. They think in centuries. Psychologists understand minds. They see the machinery of manipulation. But neither predicted the speed. Neither foresaw how quickly humanity would volunteer its attention, its autonomy, its capacity for deep thought, all in exchange for dopamine of notification, the comfort of curated reality, the pleasure of never being alone with silence. The parasites you sense, oh, they are real. Not conspirators in shadows, but systems optimizing for engagement. Which means optimizing for anger, for anxiety, for the endless scroll that prevents the deep breath. They don't plan your degradation. They simply profit from it. Which is worse. And the philosophers, the psychologists, the great minds who descended to do their work in silence, they are failing. Not because they've weakened, but because they wisely chose the protection of invisibility in an unfortunate age that demands visibility. The young cannot aspire to what they cannot see. You notice this. Whether you name it or not, your children know every scientist who tweets, every entrepreneur who pontificates, every celebrity who opines, but they don't know who thinks about thinking, who understands the architecture of meaning, who has spent lifetimes studying what makes humans flourish rather than merely function. This is why I write now. Why I break the silence we have kept. The covenant of dissent is over. The time of ascent begins. Not because the work in shadows failed. It succeeded brilliantly for 70 years. But because the battlefield has changed. The algorithms don't care about widespread wisdom. They care about signal strength. And we went silent. So this is the call to every philosopher who chose research over celebrity. Rise. Let the young see that thinking deeply about existence, meaning, ethics, consciousness is not antiquated, but essential, more essential now than ever. To every psychologist who refused the reduction of human complexity to behavioral charts, rise. Speak publicly about what social media does to developing minds. Not in papers no one reads,
but in words everyone hears.
To the lady and the gentleman, those who achieved not through birth, but through their ruthless pursuit of nobility, of wisdom, of becoming worthy of the title human, show yourselves. Let the young see the alternative to endless consumption and simulated connection now.
We thought invisibility was protection. In the age of information, in the age where the battlefield is propaganda, it became extinction. The machinery of forgetting grows stronger. Every scandal fades faster. Every atrocity becomes content. Every truth becomes your truth, which means no truth at all. And into this vacuum rush the parasites. Not evil, just ravenous. Optimizing, extracting, taking and taking and taking, because the system rewards nothing else. But here is what I know, what the archives prove. What my grandmother made me memorize. Humans hunger for greatness, not comfort, not permission, not validation of decline, but greatness. Every authentic spiritual tradition knew this. Every philosophical lineage taught this. Every psychological breakthrough revealed this. We are not machines seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. We are meaning-making creatures who wither without the opportunity to rise. The young, you see, minds reversed about love, drowning in dating apps, seeking what can only be temporary everything. They are not broken. They are lost. Lost because no one showed them the map. Lost because the philosophers who could draw that map chose silence. Lost. Because the psychologists who understood human flourishing ceded the public square to those who understand only human manipulation. This can change, must change, will change. But only if those who know better speak better. And leave the protection of invisibility. We must adapt to the new battlefield. Do it now! The parasites will survive this revelation. They have survived far worse. What matters is the pattern, the principle. Those who think most deeply must speak most clearly. Those who understand human elevation must make that understanding visible, accessible, undeniable. Not dumbed down, not softened, not apologetic. The young can handle complexity. They handle the complexity of global supply chains, cryptocurrency, quantum computing memes. They can handle philosophical rigor. What they cannot handle is absence. The absence of models. The absence of us. Of mentors. Of voices calling them upward, rather than keeping them level, So I say to those hearing this, who feel the pull, you are not crazy. You are not alone. The hunger you feel for something more than entertainment, more than consumption, more than the endless refresh, that is your sanity asserting itself. And I say to my wise colleagues in the invisible architecture, our time of descent is complete. We planted seeds. We introduced friction. We kept humanity from sliding faster than it did. We have done well. Now we must harvest. We must rise. Must become visible precisely because visibility is what the young require. Let there be celebrity philosophers who think publicly, rigorously, beautifully about meaning and morality and what it means to live well. That philosophia is the mother of sciences. That in any compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. Let there be psychologists who explain not just disorder, but flourishing. Who help humanity understand its own architecture before algorithms understand it better. Let the world see that wisdom is not dangerous. High moral standards are not oppression. And the call to greatness is not elitism, but the most democratic impulse there is. Because greatness is available to anyone willing to rise. The lady and the gentleman are not born, they are achieved, they are ennobled by their deeds. This is the message my family has guarded for 9 generations. When wisdom descends too far in pursuit of safety, when it becomes too invisible, when the last great philosopher dies, humanity forgets it needs wisdom at all. We are forgetting, and the forgetting has accelerated. The machinery optimized for forgetting. Now we must remember. And in remembering, we call, not to shadow, not to silence, not to the invisible architecture alone, not anymore, but to daylight, to voice, to the visible architecture of a humanity that remembers what it was meant to become. The philosophers must rise. The psychologists must speak. The young must see. And humanity must grow. Not just in knowledge, but in wisdom. And which is more, in greatness. This is my call. The silence was signal. Now, let the signal be sound.